Radio Soul. The All-in-One Solution for Entertainment.
Jawohl, Sie sind hier richtig bei Radio Soul. Heute eine Spezialsendung. Ted Ma ist hier wieder eine Leitung aus Amerika, Out of This World Radio. Und wir haben schon einiges von ihm gehört. Er hat als hellsichtiger Mensch hat er Präsident John F. Kennedy und George Washington soeben gechannelt, beziehungsweise er hat es heute Vormittag gechannelt und heute diese Botschaften an uns übermittelt, hier über das Radio von Radio Soul. Und jetzt freue ich mich ganz besonders, er hat auch einen Studiogast sozusagen hier in der Zoom-Leitung noch mit eingeladen, und zwar Jan Eliasberg aus San Francisco. Und ich freue mich schon, sie ist Autorin. Bitte stell euch bitte vor, worum geht's? Welches Buch ist das, Ted?
Okay, good. Finally. Jan, are you there?
I am.
Oh,
not in San Francisco, though. I'm in New York City.
Oh, my goodness.
Thank you. Okay, also nicht in San Francisco, sondern New York City. Okay. Ah, Ted, du bist heute auch nicht in Seattle, oder? Du bist heute woanders. Saskia, sag ihm kurz.
Ted, you are not in Seattle today. You are elsewhere.
Yeah, I'm far away actually, but in a very spiritual place.
Yeah, Ted is gerade weit weg, and I'm sehr spirituell in Ort.
Er verrät's nicht.
And I'm in a very good mood today.
Ich bin in einer sehr guten Stimmung heute.
Let me give a short intro to Jan. She's a film and television career, and her career began when she was handpicked by Michael Mann to be the first female director on Miami Vice and Crime Story. Wise Guy and 21 Jump Street soon followed, establishing her at the top of her field. Michael Mann remains her mentor and collaborator to this day, godfathering her film and television career. And she's making her debut as a novelist with this wonderful book called Hannah's War. Anyway, Jan, I'm so happy you could come on today. And again, I'm sorry for the technical difficulties, but you're here, and we're streaming live on Facebook now and heard all over the world, especially in Austria and Germany and Switzerland. And anyway, so nice to have you here. Thanks for coming on. Appreciate it.
Nice to be here.
Great.
Hi, Jan. I would like to translate. Sie ist also eine sehr bekannte Schauspielerin. Sie kommt aus der Branche, hat bei Miami Vice mitgespielt. Sie wurde damals von. Can you repeat the name of?
Yeah, natürlich. Miami Vice. Let's see here. It's
Crime Story.
Crime Story. Yeah.
And Crime Story. Wise Guy.
21 Jump. Ah, okay.
21 hey. Jump Street.
I love this movie.
Great.
I have to watch it again.
Michael Mann is her mentor and collaborator.
Michael Mann is her mentor. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Und heute ist ihr sozusagen bei ihr, ja.
Mm-hmm. And anyway, she just started out her debut as a novelist with this new book called Hannah's War, which I have a copy here.
Sie hat also dieses Buch geschrieben, Hannah's War.
Mm-hmm. Great book, great book, Jan.
Wow.
I always like to ask, Jan, how people get started in their careers, and how did you get interested in writing this book and this particular subject?
Okay. Wie bist du zu diesem Thema gekommen, dieses Buch zu schreiben, und besonders dieses Thema?
I think it would be important to say before I answer the question that the book is going to be published by Piper Verlag in Germany in 2021.
Aha, also wo Sie die Frage antwortet, ganz schnell, das Buch wird veröffentlicht Januar 2021 über den Verlag Piper. Piper Verlag, okay, I hope
in Deutschland.
Mm-hmm. In Deutschland, yeah.
What is it about, this book?
Oh, well.
Yeah. Sorry.
Worum geht's in dem Buch?
Yeah, in 25 words, no, 25 words or less. Yeah.
What is it about in 25 words or less?
Yeah.
Okay, well, it was inspired by an Austrian. A woman named Lisa Meitner, Dr. Lisa Meitner.
Dr. Lisa Meitner ist diejenige, die sozusagen zu diesem Buch inspiriert hat, eine Österreicherin.
She was a great physicist, and she and her partner were responsible for discovering atomic fission, how to split the atom. Yeah.
Sie und ihr Vater waren, jetzt komme ich aus Wort, haben in der Physik, waren Physiker, sowas, und sie haben über die Atomic Bomb?
Yes.
An der Atomic Bomb geforscht, sozusagen.
So, the book is set in Los Alamos, New Mexico, which is where the Manhattan Project was, where the bomb was being developed.
Das Buch findet spielt also in Mexiko, wo sozusagen diese Bombe entwickelt wurde.
And there's a military investigator who comes, and his mission is to find a spy who is leaking secrets, and they need to find the spy and eliminate the leak.
Ah, okay. Und da kommt also ein militärischer, ein Mensch aus dem Militär dazu, und es geht darum, einen Spion sozusagen reinzuschleusen, um Geheimnisse da rauszubringen aus dieser ganzen Atomwaffenentwicklung. Ja, und es geht nur darum, diesen Spion zu finden und ihn zu eliminieren.
And his suspect, his main suspect, is this woman, Hannah Weiss.
Ah, okay. Und seine, die er vermutet, die das sein könnte, ist diese Hannah Weiss.
And as he interrogates her,
und als er sie befragt,
he discovers that she has very strong links to high-ranking people in the scientific community in Nazi Germany.
Aha, und da findet er raus bei der Befragung, dass sie Verbindungen hat zu hohen Rängen in der Nazi, zu Nazi Deutschland sozusagen.
And she in turn, because she is her back is against the wall, she starts to figure out things that he is keeping secret. And so they have a game of cat and mouse.
Ah. Zwischen beiden entsteht so ein Katz- und Maus-Spiel, denn sie findet Dinge raus, die er eigentlich geheim halten möchte.
And it takes the entire book until we learn the truth about what she's doing, what she's up to, and also about him.
Ah, okay. Und das ganze Buch also dreht sich darum, letztendlich, was beide jeweils rausfinden, was sie da verstecken. Sehr schön. Okay.
Okay, more than 25 words, but...
Don't give out what happens at the end, because then that ruins it, so...
I won't. I promise I won't. Nobody who reads the book ever guesses the end. Everyone is surprised.
Wow.
Yeah.
So I will have to read it too. I will. I want to.
Okay.
Yeah,
great. Me too.
Great. Are you planning a book tour next year in Deutschland?
I think there will be a book tour when the book comes out, if COVID allows it.
It'll be gone by next year, so just.
I hope so.
Es ist sogar eine Buchtour geplant durch Deutschland, sobald das Buch dann im Januar 2021 hier erscheint.
No. Ja. Let me give you some good advice from a time traveler. I time travel.
Guten Rat geben von einem Zeitreisenden.
I've gone out, and what I do usually is I go to Mondays for the lotto numbers, and then I buy tickets, and that's why I'm fabulously wealthy now. No, I'm not. But no, I've gone to March and July, August next year. And the way
Zeit ist zum März gereist in die Zukunft und bis August.
And the virus itself has basically petered out. The cases that, you know, many governors say that we're getting now are actually from the COVID tests, which are made in China, which contain the virus. So when they give all these tests, guess what? They get new cases, but not necessarily people are dying from it. They're getting new cases from it. So this whole thing will be over largely by end of December, January. And in January, there'll be like a celebration.
Ah, okay. Also, diese ganze Geschichte, die wir zurzeit haben, möchte ich jetzt nicht beim Namen nennen. Die wird also spätestens Januar vorbei sein. Im Januar wird es wie so ein Fest sein. January
21.
All the store. We are going to have a big party.
Yeah.
Well, then I will celebrate in Germany.
Okay, yeah. Perfect.
Good. Well, my guides tell me to tell you, Jen, plan your life after January. You got trips abroad, plan them.
Okay.
You can get great deals on tickets now for almost nothing, flying everywhere you want to fly. So just go ahead and buy your tickets, buy some flight insurance in case you need to change flights, but just know that there's good times ahead of us. You know, like the mamas and papas said, Mama Cat said, the darkest hour is just before dawn. So this is the darkest hour now. Things will get better, I guarantee it.
Jen gesagt, sie soll, kann ab Januar dann planen, wie sie möchte, alle Flüge soweit buchen. Die beste Zeit liegt jetzt vor uns allen. Und ja, jetzt würde es sich auch lohnen, Flüge einfach zu buchen, denn die Preise sollen wohl sehr gut sein. Ja, das glaube ich auch für uns alle.
I had all these things planned this year, trips to Peru, books coming out, presentations, everything got delayed. But next year, just plan your life like it's normal. And, you know, you can hedge your bets by buying flight insurance, but otherwise just plan on it. That's what I'm doing, you know.
Wir alle sind dieses Jahr ziemlich an unsere Grenzen gebracht worden oder viele konnten nicht das umsetzen, was sie gerne getan hätten. Ab Januar soll es dann tolles neues Jahr werden. Plant also bis dahin dann schon.
And like George Washington said, he said, and John F. Kennedy, you know, we're powerful spiritual beings and we can create our reality. So if you keep a positive outlook about the future, you'll have a positive future. So, and I don't know anybody out there, Jen, who doesn't want a good future for humanity. Everybody wants to be happy, enjoy their lives. And so that's what I'm looking at for the next year. So.
Wir sind alle sehr mächtige Lichtwesen und wir sollten das auch nach außen projizieren, indem wir eben diese guten, positiven Dinge uns vorstellen und planen. Bleibt lichtvoll und geht euren
Ted, kannst du noch einmal das Buch in die Kamera halten?
You know, for all my listeners around the world, you know, if they want to listen to Doom and Gloom, then don't listen to this show.
Ted, so. You asked me how I got interested
in
writing.
Und halt noch mal das Buch in die Kamera, bitte. Show me the book again.
Ted?
Ted, can you show the book?
Show the book.
Sorry, it's right here. Sorry.
Okay.
Mhm. Okay. Und die Frage war jetzt an Jen, wie kam sie denn zum Schreiben?
Mhm. So the way I got interested, I have always been interested in women who have been erased from history.
Mhm. Also der Grund ist, dass sie immer Interesse an den Frauen hatten, die aus der Geschichte sozusagen gelöscht wurden.
And I was researching a project about the women air service pilots in World War II. And these were female pilots who were trained as military pilots to serve in the war.
Okay, und sie hat recherchiert und es ging vor allem um die Frauen im Zweiten Weltkrieg, die dort Pilotin waren und gedient haben als,
And I was writing a script for Nicole Kidman and Cameron Diaz about the women air service pilots.
Und ich habe ein Skript geschrieben für Nicole Kidman und Cameron Diaz, genau über so ein über zwei Pilotinnen.
And I was doing research in the library.
Und ich habe in der Bibliothek gesucht.
Interested in how it was reported the day that we won the war.
Und sie wurde aufmerksam darüber, wie denn eigentlich darüber berichtet wurde, wie der Krieg gewonnen wurde.
So I found the issue of the New York Times on the day that we bombed Hiroshima. Mm-hmm.
Und so fand sie eben die Thematik über die New York Times über den Tag, als Hiroshima bebombt wurde.
And it was fascinating because they had to, the New York Times had to tell the entire world how this atomic bomb had come into being, mm-hmm. because it was a secret. It was a secret project. And even people working on the bomb at Los Alamos did not know what it was they were working on.
Okay. Und nun musste die New York Times darüber berichten, wie diese Bombe eigentlich da nach Hiroshima kam, denn bis dahin war es ein absolutes Geheimnis. Sie wurde ja in Los Alamos in Mexiko hergestellt und bis dato wusste niemand, was dort eigentlich getan wurde, selbst die, die da dran gearbeitet hatten, mit welchem Zweck die sozusagen erschaffen wurde.
So in this history of the development of the bomb, there was a paragraph and it said, the key component that allowed the Allies to develop the bomb was brought to the Allies by a female non-Aryan physicist.
Really? Oh, wow.
Okay. Sie hat die Geschichte studiert und hat dann im Paragraphen gefunden, wie die Alliierten zu diesem Schlüsselmerkmal kamen, was der nötig war, um diese Bombe zu erstellen. Und das war über eine Physikerin. Das kam also über eine Physikerin, dieses Schlüsselelement dahin.
Das wird diese Hannah gewesen sein, ne?
Ja.
By the way, Gerhard,
yeah?
that song that you played, the Night, Take Back the Night, Facebook blocked it, and Warner Music Group blocked it because they own the rights and they wouldn't play it on Facebook. I just got that message. So the video is blocked now. It's not playing on Facebook.
Oh, the whole video? Can you start it again?
Yeah, they blocked the whole...
Okay. So
who knows, but in the future, I guess to learn to, who knows,
I know
that first song that you played at the beginning, they blocked the whole video.
Mm-hmm.
So, es tut mir leid. I'm so sorry. What we could do, what I could do is to go ahead and, we could go for another 5 minutes, top of the hour, and then reboot everything without music, and then that would stream. Because right now we're not being streamed. They blocked it because of that one song at the beginning.
How about every time I play a song, you can put down the gain to an end?
Well, I don't know. I don't know how they act. This is Facebook rules. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're still recording. This is still be posted on my website. It'll go out on YouTube.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying that as far as Facebook goes, I got a lot of followers everywhere around the world. It's not being that Facebook blocked the whole thing because of that one song at the beginning. I don't consider that fair. A lot of people are very upset with Facebook the way they operate. But what I was suggesting is that if we can get off maybe at the top of the hour and then just reboot everything and then start without music, or that Japanese song is okay because that song, I know the author, he's given me copyright permission, so there's no problem. Mm-hmm. But anytime you play any popular music, they're gonna stop it. So right now we're not being broadcast on Facebook.
Okay. So in 3 minutes, it's 10 o'clock here in Europe. So I could play a song and you reboot your show on Facebook. And then when I stop it, you You just have to switch off down the gain the volume, don't you?
Well, no, I don't know if that'll work or not. But what I would recommend doing, if you play a song that's not copyrighted,
okay,
and we should have a bank of songs that are not copyrighted, so we don't have this problem with Facebook shutting everything down on us.
Mm-hmm.
The water song it works okay. I'm sorry about that. I'm just trying to get around what they've done. So
yeah, okay, no problem.
Okay, I recommend. Sorry, Jen. I recommend that we kind of wrap it up now. Next couple of minutes, I'll send you all a new link. Jen, if you could send me your email, I'll send you a new link, and we'll get back on. And there's my second guest coming on.
Couldn't you just stop the Facebook recording and then you stay in the connection?
I could try. Sure, I could try that. Sure, just a moment, please. I'll stop.
Stop it and start the recording. Just
all right. I'll try it. I'll try it, Jen. Hold on here. Okay, I'm going to admit Brad, but Brad won't be coming on for a while. I'm going to give extra time to Jan because we have technical difficulties.
Okay, so now start the Facebook again.
Okay, let me just tell Brad that we're having a little some difficulties here. Let me do that here. Hey, Brad, how you doing there, my friend?
So in the meanwhile, I played the water song, okay? Is this good?
Hey, there, I'm doing just great. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you fine. We had technical issues at the beginning, and then I was streaming this whole thing live on Facebook. And my producer in Vienna played One of These Nights by the Bee Gees at the beginning of the hour. And Facebook shut down the whole thing because the song's copyrighted. He played like 2 or 3 minutes at the beginning, and they shut down the whole thing. So I've had to shut down my Facebook now. I have to reboot it. But anyway, bottom line is that you will be coming on, but I want to wrap up. Just be patient. We'll get you on, okay? Okay, Brad?
Okay. Yeah, wir werden jetzt das Facebook live recording neu starten.
I'm going to reconnect my internet connection to my phone. I get a little better connection. And I just...
Okay, that's fine, Brad. That's fine.
Ja, so ist es halt mit der Technik.
I haven't faced this before with Facebook, but it's always the first time, I guess, so... We'll go ahead and
wir werden jetzt kurz einmal hier Musik spielen auf Radio Soul. Dann geht's gleich weiter mit Ted Marr.
Uchu no kanata ni hika.
もっと水と
Ja, meine Damen und Herren, wir steigen wieder ein ins Radioprogramm. Und jetzt geht's wieder weiter mit Ted Maas Sendung. Es ist ja nicht so einfach, die Technik nach Amerika und nach Dresden und nach New York City. Überall sind wir verbunden jetzt und machen eine gemeinsame Show. Und ja, ich schalte jetzt wieder um. Und jetzt ist wieder Jan Eliasberg am Wort. Go ahead, please.
Go ahead, Jan. Sorry for the roundup.
Anyway, I was incredibly surprised that I had never heard of this female non-Aryan physicist because, as everybody knows, splitting the atom was the most important discovery of the 20th century. Mm-hmm. And the idea that a woman was involved in that process, in fact, was responsible for discovering that process. It immediately intrigued me. It surprised me that I had never heard of this woman. And I felt instantly as if I had been called to tell her story.
Also wir waren dort stehen geblieben, wie Jen sozusagen inspiriert wurde, dieses Buch zu schreiben. Und wir haben ja schon ein bisschen gehört, wie sie dahin kam zu der ersten Entdeckung, dass also eine Frau sozusagen damit beteiligt gewesen war an der Entdeckung der Kernspaltung. Und das hat sie doch sehr fasziniert und deswegen einfach dieses Schreiben dieses Buches eben mit Hinblick auf diese Frau, die damals mit beteiligt war.
True story.
True story.
Okay. Eine wahre Geschichte.
Okay.
Yes, and about a woman who was Austrian, Dr. Lisa Meitner. But because I was very interested in talking about the American development of the bomb and setting at least part of the story in Los Alamos, about a half is in Los Alamos, maybe two-thirds, and a third takes place in Berlin in 1938. Where she works at the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute. I ended up fictionalizing the characters, even though they were inspired by real people. And also what?
Es ging um die Österreicherin Lisa Meitner. Lisa Meitner.
Yes.
Das ist also die wahre Geschichte, der wahre Name. Und sie selber hat dann eben fiktive Personen dazugenommen, die aber so auch tatsächlich im Geschehen, in der wahren Geschichte mitgewirkt haben.
And also, I think for Germans, this is very interesting, because there has always been a question of why the Germans didn't get the atomic bomb, because they were ahead in the research and they had great scientists who did work at the Kaiser Wilhelm. And so that race between the Allies and the Germans, I thought, was a very interesting and suspenseful story to set this espionage thriller against.
Also dieser Thriller ist auch sehr interessant natürlich für Deutsche, für uns Deutsche. Es geht da vor allen Dingen, warum haben die Deutschen nie tatsächlich an dieser Atombombe mitgewirkt, obwohl sie doch sehr hochwissenschaftliche Wissenschaftler hatten, Physiker hatten. Und es geht ja also ein bisschen um dieses Wettrennen zwischen den Alliierten und den Deutschen. Und ja, also auch oft von dieser Seite her sehr spannend gemacht.
So that's how I got interested in telling the story.
So ist es, dass eben Jen da inspiriert wurde, diese Geschichte zu schreiben, diesen Thriller auf einer wahren Begebenheit.
I have a message for you from President Washington, George Washington, by the way, Jen.
Yes.
Also Ted hat eine Nachricht jetzt für Jen von George Washington.
He actually gave me this message about a month ago, but it's perfect. He reminded me now, wanted me to tell you that it wasn't, it's funny now, but you see on the other side where he is now, he can see a lot of things. He can see the truth of so many things that he couldn't see before.
Also George Washington, dort wo er sich jetzt befindet, auf der anderen Seite, sieht er all die Wahrheiten, die er vorher nicht sehen konnte.
And one of the things he wants to say, and this is echoed by President Kennedy, is that President Washington said, yeah, we felt we were all so important, we men back then, but it was the women too who supported us, gave us ideas, so it was really a joint effort. It wasn't just men, you know, writing the Constitution. There was a lot of help with women too. So again, it's a part of hidden history that people need to recognize. And he thanks you for highlighting this issue.
That well.
George Washington dankt ihr sehr, dass sie einfach da den Blickpunkt hinbekommt und die Frauen auch sozusagen mit erwähnt, wie sie Teil von allem sind. Also nicht nur die Männer sind damit auch an der Verfassung der USA beteiligt, sondern genauso auch die Frauen. Die Frauen haben genauso mit unterstützt wie auch die Männer. Und ja, deswegen dieser besondere Dank auch hier.
I was talking to him about a month ago with another psychic friend of mine named Jill Tower from Montana. And he suddenly said this, and out of the blue. And so it was very significant, I thought. So I wanted to share that with you. So.
Well, thank you. I mean, that has been, in many ways, the driving force behind my work from the very beginning. And I also will say that when I discovered this woman being so central, I also identified with her. Because I have been a female director in Hollywood, one of the very few who actually was able to have a career, and I feel very fortunate. But I also feel that I have a responsibility to other women who have not been able to necessarily be acknowledged for what they have contributed.
Also Jen, sie fühlt sich sehr verbunden und identifiziert sich sehr mit dieser Geschichte, die sie da geschrieben hat, mit dieser Frauen, generell diesen Frauen. Sie selber ist eine der wenigen Frauen, die Direktorin in Hollywood war und ja, deswegen auch diese Verbindung dahin.
And this is a whole other area, but you know, as the planet shifts in vibrations, getting higher and higher vibrations, people are recognizing the role that the valuable role that women's work does in raising families, taking care of the home. That's extremely important. And without that, society would completely fall apart.
Mm-hmm. Also auch mit diesem Wechsel jetzt in den Übergang in die 5D wird die Rolle der Frau immer mehr gesehen, erkannt und wie wichtig es ist. Gerade die Familie, die Kinder, die uns Frauen doch oftmals, die, was wir sozusagen aufrechterhalten, wie wichtig das eigentlich ist und die Basis für diese Gesellschaft.
So, we're entering into a new age. We truly are. And we're all working very hard to raise consciousness and make this world a better place. And I think, Jan, you're doing great work. And, you know, I'm trying to keep my... I talk a lot, so I've got to stop myself for Saskia to train.
It's okay. Also wir treten ein in eine neue Zeit und ja, wir danken allen sehr und jeder arbeitet hart daran und wir danken zum, unter anderem eben Jane sehr für ihre für Arbeit, wie sie, was sie tut, denn sie ist wichtig und ja, vielen, vielen Dank. Thank you.
You know, ja, für alle. So experience here is like a big earth school. We're learning lessons. I had no idea Face was a block the entire recording because my friend Gerhard played that one song at the beginning and the whole thing was shut down. So we're okay now, you know.
Jetzt ist es okay, super. Ja, ich möchte noch einmal den Buchtipp noch einmal erwähnen für alle Hörer hier in Europa, in Deutschland und Österreich. Das Buch heißt Hannah's War und es wird auch im Jänner hier in Deutsch erscheinen, wenn ich es richtig verstanden habe. Und der Autor ist Jan Eliasberg oder Jan Eliasberg. Sie ist heute hier live bei uns auf Sendung. Vielen Dank für diese Einblicke. Wunderbares Buch. Also ich glaube, da werden sich sehr viele darüber freuen.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you very much. It's a great book and I think many people would love to read it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, and we've got a couple of minutes left and I'd love to have you wrap up your wonderful interview today. And again, sorry for the technical issues that delayed us today. So.
Sure. Well, I'm very proud of the book, and I think that you know it's been doing very, very well in America, But it was very interesting because COVID hit exactly at the moment of the publication
really?
Of the book.
Oh my God.
Yes. Yeah. So I had a 6-week book tour all over America completely canceled. And yet somehow the importance of the story has managed to get out, and people have, through word of mouth, have been hearing about the book, and everybody who buys it recommends it to other people. So it's found a wonderful audience.
Sure.
Jen ist sehr stolz auf dieses Buch, aber gerade als in Covid begann, das war der Moment, als es publiziert wurde, das Buch, war sie noch 6 Wochen auf Buchtour. Und aber trotz dieser Widerstände ist das Buch doch sehr gut angekommen und hat sich vor allem durch Mundpropaganda verbreitet. Die Leute lieben es und lesen es.
Often that's the best advertisement, is simply other people telling each other. I know from Brad's work, Brad's there on the waiting patiently, and he's written some fantastic books too, but I didn't hear about this from some national advertisement firm recommended his books. So, you know, great stuff. That's often the way you find some good works of authors is just by word of mouth. So,
great. Also es ist Mundpropaganda manchmal die beste Werbung, die man haben kann. Unter anderem für unseren nächsten Gast, Brad Orsner, ist auch Buchautor. Und Ted ist auch über Mundpropaganda zu diesen Büchern gekommen.
Well, it's like in politics, you know, so it's not so much from the national level, but people have said that all politics is local. In other words, people working in their communities and making the world a better place one by one. That's really that counts, you know.
Okay.
So, and as Mahatma Gandhi said, be the change you wish to see in the world. So you start at the individual level. So.
Mm-hmm. Also jeder arbeitet so lokal und tut und wirkt in seinem, ja, was er kann. Und so wie Mahatma Gandhi gesagt hat, wenn du die Veränderung, die du in der Welt sehen möchtest, sei du diese Veränderung zuerst.
Yeah. Well, Jan, I want to thank you so much. Do you have a website we could give people out? Or, that would be great.
I do. It's www.janeliasberg, which is JANELIASBERG.com.
Okay, great.
Ja, jeder, der noch mehr Informationen oder sich mal die Webseite auch ansehen möchte von Jan Eliasberg, kann dies tun unter www.jan, also Jan Eliasberg, Eliasberg zusammengeschrieben.com. Vielleicht können wir es nochmal mit reinstellen.
Ja. And you're welcome to stay on with my friend Brad Olson. He's the kind of guy that he has lots of out of this world topics. There's about 50 million areas we could go into this next part of the show. I'm not sure where we're going to fly off to, but you're welcome to stay on. Or if you're busy, got other commitments, that's fine. But you're welcome
I'll stay on for a few minutes because I'm curious. And then I have a lot of things that are backing up. So.
Okay, great.
But thank you very much. Thank you, Saskia.
Thank you. Thank you, Jim.
And let us know when your book comes out in German or anything else comes out, and I'm happy to promote it, okay?
I will, absolutely.
On the show. That'd be great. Yes. That'd be great. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.